having lunch with Becky.
So, I have some news. Dale asked me to marry him.
That's insane.
You know we're all gonna have to be in this wedding now. Silver lining. We're gonna get to throw a bachelorette party. We're gonna get to dress up and be cool.
What do you think, Brian?
What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. Cynically crass, drug-infused, backstabbingly raunchy, heartlessly dishonest. It's just... these women are awful.
And those are the descriptions that just fall off the tip of your
right,
tongue.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's not scripted at all.
No, not at all. You know what? This is the over-the-top black sheep distant cousin to 2011's Bridesmaids, which I think is a better movie. But there is some fun to be had in this. It's got this grimy feel. And when you don't care what happens to characters, it makes it really hard to get invested. Now, I will say it does have some sharply written dialogue and a cast that is apparently game for anything, so you will find some laughs, but I wouldn't be surprised with this bachelorette if you got cold feet. Or you could leave this one at the altar, or this bachelorette doesn't get a rose.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a C+.
Right.
I give it a plus.
What's the matter with Hollywood? I mean, they take a great movie, and then somebody has to come along and try to capitalize on it, and these things never live up to it.
No, they never do. And this is also this time, you know, summer's over, kids are back in school. It's kind of a dumping ground, although this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'll still give it a C+ because there are laughs to be had.